Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the government's second round of the polio vaccination program, which is ongoing throughout the country and expected to end Friday, with parents and guardians urged to ensure that eligible children under the age of 10 access the vaccine. But first, analysts say U.S. voters need to be alert for foreign misinformation and disinformation seeking to disrupt the November presidential election. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias looks at how Americans perceive the so-called influence operations threat and what the government and nonprofits are doing to help them fend it off.
U.S. intelligence officials are working around the clock to protect the November 2024 presidential election from malign foreign interference. But attempts to disrupt it using misinformation and disinformation are already taking place, analysts say.
To really try to increase polarization, to undermine confidence in U.S. democratic institutions, and that can take the form of just social media posts really challenging whether democracy works. For example, if a foreign actor feels a certain candidate is not beneficial towards their geopolitical goals, we're seeing activity there to basically undermine those candidates.
Emerging technologies can help bad actors spread lies easier and faster, warned the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Democratic FBI, Senator CIA, Mark Warner, during a recent congressional hearing.
We have the whole new advent of artificial intelligence. AI brings at a scale and speed tools to interfere, misinform, disinform. I feel it's critically important that we do a better job in a bipartisan fashion of educating the American public that this problem has not gone away.
U.S. voters interviewed by VOA said they are aware of the threat, but acknowledge the challenges for individuals to discern truth from lies, particularly on social media.
They can use AI software in order to actually, you know, disorient or, you know, definitely change what a person is actually saying.
It's very difficult because oftentimes listeners aren't what you call critical thinkers, and they just believe what they hear on a particular platform.
Opinions vary among voters about how to tackle the challenge.
I think that there needs to be an independent party involved that can verify this information, because otherwise we're left entrusting these people or these platforms to provide us with accurate information.
I'm not sure anything can be done about it without really heavily censoring the internet and things like that. So I think it, you know, falls on the individual to be an informed voter as well.
There are efforts underway to empower voters to fight misinformation and disinformation. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency told VOA in a statement that it designed the webpage Rumor versus Reality, where reliable information about the U.S. elections can be found. The nonprofit News Literacy Project also has several resources available to help voters discern fact from fiction.
The number one tactic of propagandists and other bad actors online who spread falsehoods and misleading information is to appeal to your emotions. So if you see something that you think is outrageous, that makes you fearful, it's always a good idea to just take a pause and ask yourself a few questions if there's any real evidence that the claim is true.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is among high-level officials who have addressed Congress on the issue. He says a more discerning public, combined with interagency and private sector efforts, will be essential to combat the misinformation and disinformation that aim to disrupt the November general election. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Falls Church, Virginia.
To Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Jameson Timba through its citizens assembly today criticized Harare Mayor Jacob Mafume, Sengezo Chabangu, and Professor Weshman Ncube for their recent remarks about assuming control of the party, asserting that they do not speak for the CCC under Timba's leadership. In a media briefing in Harare today, the party announced that it is not abandoning legal action against Chabangu, citing a commitment to constitutional principles. CCC spokesperson, aligned to the Timba formation, Promise Mkwananzi, addressed the meeting and had this to say.
Nasi tagara msangano mkuru we Citizens National Assembly. Rinova ndiro boka. Rinotungamirira msangano. Nekuronga msangano. Kubva kumusoro zvichidzika. Zvatawirirana nhasi muchidimbu. Tawirirana kuti resolution yedu yemuso 31 January 2024. Inova yakasarudza ikatsveta vatimba kuti vasitungamirire navachibaya nevamwe vandambotaura haina kuchinja. Chechipiri tataura kuti varume vari kufamba vachitaura kuti ndova hutungamiriri hweTCC sandivo vanonyeba. Semamonero amuri kuita hapo panapa vanofanira kunge vari pano vamafume, vanofanira kunge vari pano vaNcube navaChabanga. Hapo pano, pano ndopa headquarters yes, Citizens Coalition for Change. And vamuri kuona pano vesa ndova tungamiriri ve Citizens Coalition for Change. Saka tataura kuti vanhu vasaterere mashoko nezviito zvichange zvichiitwa nevarume vavo. Sandivo vatungamiriri veuno musangano. Tavandudza boka redu readministrative bureau rinotungamirwa navatimba tikasarudza mamwe makurukota kuti auye kuzobetsera basa richabatwa vanosanganisira vagumbo vachange vachitibatira kune zvemutemo nezveparliament, vamakamuro vachange vachitibatira munyaya dzelocal government, vamudzingo vachatibatira munyaya dzevanhu vane madisabilities.
That was Promise Mkwananzi, CCC spokesman aligned to the Jameson Timba formation. The other faction of the CCC is yet to respond. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's National Prosecutor General Justice Lois Matanda Moyo received a donation of 20 laptops from Information, Communication and Technology Minister Tatenda Mavetera at the Harare Magistrates Court today, with the Justice Ministry emphasizing the significance of this donation in enhancing the technological capabilities of the e-justice program. Matanda Moyo welcomed the donation.
Technology promotes a culture of accountability and discourages negligence. It also helps in reducing corruption. We have been having a number of complaints on corruption, and therefore ICT will improve on transparency and minimizes opportunities for misconduct. We do not want honorable ministers to continue to lose our offices due to corruption, and equipping the National Prosecuting Authority of Zimbabwe with ICT gadgets will assist us in retaining experienced staff. Collaboration, ICT facilitates seamless collaboration across the justice delivery system. Ultimately, this translates into a fair and efficient justice system for the public that we serve. Very soon, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, will have their own dashboards where they will log in and push through the dockets electronically via the National Prosecuting Authority of Zimbabwe, so that the system becomes seamless and everyone is accountable for their work. There will be no blame game once we start doing that. We will know exactly how many dockets are with the National Prosecuting Authority of Zimbabwe, and we will know exactly which offenses are on the rise and which age group and where these offenses are being committed.
That was Prosecutor General Justice Lois Matanda Moyo. ICT Minister Tatenda Mavetera highlighted the importance of equipping prosecutors with digital skills to combat cybercrime effectively.
Our president has been very clear that we need to digitize Zimbabwe. We need to also move towards digitalizing Zimbabwe in 2030 and now accelerating it to 2028. We are very happy that there is an injustice system which has been put in place. This then talks about the integrated case management system, which is being implemented here. And indeed, let me thank you very much, the Minister of Justice, for also making sure that you're going digital. You are also realizing that this is where we're supposed to go. And this then enhances transparency and efficiency. This handover of laptops to the National Prosecuting Authority, NPA, of Zimbabwe marks a significant milestone in the country's journey towards digital transformation and cybersecurity enhancements. This event takes place against the backdrop of our President, His Excellency Dr. Edwin Nangagwa's launch of three national ICT policies in Somaliland on 7 March 2024, emphasizing the government's commitment to advancing technological capabilities across various sectors.
That was ICT Minister Tatenda Mavitera addressing journalists today in Harare. Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss our topic in depth, we welcome our guests. So far, we have Ntombizodwa Khumalo, chairperson of the Health Committee at the Bulawayo City Council. And we also welcome a health expert who works as a senior nurse in Gweru and refers to remain anonymous. We'll also be joined by a guest from the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association who will parcel out how residents are welcoming the polio vaccination program that is ongoing in the country and expected to end tomorrow. We'll start with Ms. Khumalo. How is the local authority coordinating this exercise? And is it running smoothly in the city schools and the local authorities' clinics?
This exercise is well coordinated by the local authority. There was an awareness campaign just prior to the beginning of the exercise, whereby different stakeholders were called for training, which was a sort of induction of disseminating the message to different parts of the city. Then after that meeting, which was central, the meetings were decentralized to all the clinics in the city, whereby the stakeholders, the section leaders of our residents, were also given enough information to cascade to the ground rules. So after that, then on the 19th, the program of polio commenced. City Council nurses from different teams were vaccinating for polio in different places within the community, and with those who don't visit, others were going to school, others were going to churches, in each and every place where there was some gathering. They would also go and offer polio to all children who are below 10 years. So the residents have welcomed the exercise simply because they got enough information prior to the beginning of the exercise. I applaud the city of Dawan for the involvement and participation of the residents trial and during the implementation of this electronic military exercise.
Yes, thank you very much. That is Ms. Ntombizodwa Khumalo, the chairperson of the health committee at the Bulawayo City Council. Now, coming to our health expert who is based in Gweru, what can you say is taking place where you are, and how important is this exercise?
Thank you very much. Here in Gweru, it looks like people are really now appreciating the vaccination exercise because women are now coming out to have their children vaccinated. There is a door-to-door campaign by the Gweru City Council staff who are vaccinating children from 0 to 10 years. And the apostolic faith, people are also really coming up with some ideas to encourage each other. I understand there is now a group of women who are actually going around educating other women about the importance of vaccination against polio, which I think is quite a positive a move by people from that section, because they usually really don't like these vaccinations. But for now, I heard so many of them have had their children vaccinated.
Yebo ke, siyabonga kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma. Lamhlanje sicubungula udaba lokuthontiselwa komuthi we-polio vaccination okwenqabela ukuthi abantwana bethole umkhuhlane we-polio. Uluhlelo-ke lolo lusaqhubekayo elizweni lonke jikelele, njalo lukhangelelwe ukugqitshwa kusasa. Yebo-ke, sesiphenduka njalo kuwe ngcothi yethu wezempilakahle. Uthe ungasichasisela njalo ngesiNdebele ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho eGweru, njalo uhlelo lolu luqhubeka njani?
Siyabona. Uhlelo lolu lukhanya luhamba kuhle okwamanje, ngoba abantwana abaningi sebethontiselwe ipolio izigaba nje eziningi zedorobho leGweru. Kukhanya lokhu beqhubekela phambili, uyabona kuze kuye kucina kusasa. Omama lokhu besike sihamba nabantwana ukuyathontiselwa. Njalo abongikazi beGweru City bayahamba njalo ezindlini befundisa omama bethontisela nabantwana kusukisela ku-0 years kuze kuyefika kuminyaka elithumi, 10 years. Labezinsonto sebengenele, ikakhulu aba-apostolic faith ade bengani bahlaleli. So kube neqembu labomama be-apostolic faith abahamba befundisa abanye omama. Ngokuzwa kwami kukhanya sebephumile omama ngobuningi babo abozokholo le-sport story, benza ukuthi abantu babo bathontisele. Ngalokho ngibona ngani uhlelo luhamba kuhle kakhulu.
Yebo ke, siyabonga kakhulu. Sesibuya kuwe ke Councillor Ntombizodwa Khumalo, ungasichazela ukuthi kungabe kule minye imigoqo yini enqabela ukuthi uhlelo lolu luqhubeke kuhle khona ngapho koBulawayo?
Njenga ngithina phambilini ukuthi uhlelo luhamba kuhle ngakhona koBulawayo, izakhamini lileyo imukele kuhle ngemva kokumfundisa behlonishwa njengoba lizinga lesibili lokuthi abantwana baphinda fundiselwe njalo ipolio. Besingakabi layo-ke imigoqo kangako ngoba kusetshenzwa kuhlaleni izingadi ezithiyeneyo phakathi komuzi, lalaba abaqeqetshile abazele bencedisa phakathi komuzi ukufundisa izempilakahle kuhlangane labomongikazi bethu kunye lama-councillors lawo hambisa udaba olufana naye kuya lapho kuyabule mbuthano khona. Besingakaze sibone imigoqo eyangathi engathi iyavalela kuhamba kwabo kuhle. Abezenkolo nababa bengathi bahambela khatshana belunina ngezenkolo zawo, sibona sesiba le nguquko kakhulu. Iyangathifubi lamalutshwana ukuthi ngalani ngephakathi kwekhulu nase sithola khona kunabanye abezenkolo bangathi basahlehlele emuva. Kodwa nasilayo ke imigoqo sesiyibile kwamanje lenqabelayo ukuthi luhambele luhlele koBulawayo.
Yes, thank you very much. And I know that you also talk about the apostolic faith. Our health expert also mentioned that the apostolic faith, people of the apostolic faith religion, who are usually hesitant, some of them, to receive these vaccines or have their children vaccinated, turned up in their numbers this time around. Yes, coming back to you, Ingcwethi, to kwezempilakahle, ungasichasisela njalo ngolimi lwesishona ukuthi kuyini okukhuthaze labo abakholo lwesipostoli ukuthi besukumele phezulu.
Sinothemba. Ndingathi inini chirongwa chekudonhedzera vana mushonga wepolio chiri kufamba zvakanaka. Vamadzimai echipostori pane vasangana vakabatana vakaita boka ravo rekufamba vachikurudzira vamwe vachivadzidzisa nekukosha kwekudonhedzera vana mushonga wepolio kudzivirira chirwere chemhetamakumbo. Saka zvabatsira kuti vazhinji vacho vanyatsonzwisisa nenyaya yekuti vanga vachidzidziswa nevamwe vavo. Izvozvo zvaita kuti madzimai echipostori nevabereki vese vechipostori vanzwisise vabude nevana vavo kunodonhedzerwa vaccine yekudzivirira chirwere chemhetamakumbo.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni, umnewethu uKhululekani. Hayi, ngathi nje ungasiqamba elakho igama ukuthi ngubani, ufona ukuphi, njalo ekhaya uvela ngani?
Igama nguKhululani Khumalo, ekhaya ngibuya lapha eGwanda esibhula lapha kwaManyama. NgiseSouth Africa eThembisa la engikhulu.
Yebo ke, siyabonga Khumalo. Ungasinika umbono wakho ngalolu daba, abantwana bathontiselwa umuthi wokwenqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane wepolio lapho, ngathini ngalolu hlelo langezempilakahle eZimbabwe?
Siyalubonga kakhulu futhi luyajabulisa ngoba vele ikusasa lisebantwaneni. Uma kufa abantwana kusho ukuthi hayi isizwe siyaphela. So siyabonga kakhulu lokhu uhulumende mangabe ixhasa ukuthi abantwana bakwazi ukuthola impilo engcono, ngoba vele umntwana unelungelo lokuthi athole impilo engcono, konke lokuhlanzeka nayo yonke into nje edingwa ngumntwana. Umntwana unelungelo lokuthi akuthole lokho ngoba engumntwana.
Yes, yes, njalo ukuthi labanye abajayele ukuba madolonzima ukuthi bayehlabisa abantwana abafana la apostoli labo sebesukuma kathi sebebahambisa. Ungathini ngalokho, liyakubona yini la khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Kule South Africa siyakuvamanga ukuthi sikubone kangako ngoba iy'ndawo eziningi asizihambahambele, kodwa uma ngabe kusenzeka kuyakhulukazi lapho ekhaya sikutshayela ihlombe lokho ngoba impilo zalamhlanje zibalulekile. Futhi uma abazempilo kahle bekhuluma ukuthi isifo esinje siyingozi ebantwaneni, siyakubonga uma besukumela phezulu ngoba umntwana unelungelo lokuthi nje athole inhlalakahle ezweni.
Yebo, siyabonga kakhulu ukusixhasa kuhlelo, ube lelanga elihle.
Hayi, libe nobusuku obuhle nalo.
Yebo ke, that was Khululani Khumalo, a caller from South Africa who's saying that this is a welcome move to vaccinate the children since they are the future of the country. Yes, coming back to you, Ms. Ntombizodwa Khumalo, ungasichazisela njalo ukuthi nxa kuyikuthi uhlelo lolu lungaqhutshwa futhi esikhathini esilandelayo kungaphi lapho kungalungiswa khona, kumbe hayi konke kuqhubeka kuhle akukho okunye okudinga ukuthi kuganjelwe?
Hayi, ngibona ngathi konke kuqhutshwe kahle. Kungenzakala mhlawumbe ukuthi kungezelele njalo izifundo zisakalala ngisha kulaba bantu bonke abazebekhona nje abayizakhamizi abaphansi. Ngikhuthaza nje lokuthi nanxa uhlelo lwalungakafiki sesivele sihlale sixoxisana ngakho bathiya kokuvikela abantu abethu kupholiyo, kungabi yinto efika idlula kodwa kube yinto ehlezi ixoxwa isemlonyeni yabantu. Iy'ndlela ezindebeni lengqondweni zabantu bayamukele ukwenzela ukuthi lanxa sekufika ukuthi labana abadede ngathi bamadolo nzima basedinginawo abesebekuzwisisile labo baphenduka baguquka beyivikele amalungelo abantwana.
Yebo ke, and coming to our health expert, the government is rounding up this program tomorrow. What can you say as a word of advice to those who still haven't had their children vaccinated?
Sorry, can you come again?
Yes, what's your advice to those whose children who have not taken their children for vaccination?
I'm really encouraging every person to really, all the parents to take their children for vaccination. And we are encouraging because it is important. If we leave others out, it means that we won't be able to eradicate this polio problem forever. But I would really wish that the government really take this seriously to keep on really encouraging those who are not coming for the polio vaccination, because polio is quite a dangerous thing for our children, for our future. You can imagine if we have many children who cannot walk, it will be really a terrible situation for our country. And if all parents can take this seriously to have their children vaccinated.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Ms. Ntombizodwa Khumalo, your last word to the residents as the government winds up this program tomorrow.
I encourage the residents of the city of Kings that we must continue having a collaborative approach in this polio campaign. We must take as a first priority the right of our children pertaining to their health. We must work hand in hand with all the religious leaders, all traditional leaders, and civic leaders to empower our residents about all the campaigns which are done by the city council at the local level, even at the national level.
Yeah, ungachasisa njalo ngolimi lesindebele ukuthi ubachiyela liphi ilizwi abantu sibona ukuthi uhlelo lo luyagqitshwa kusasa.
Yeah, ungachiyela khona abantu bakubulawayo ukuthi babe ngabakhona kwezindawo abengathi bakhuthakile kumba bebephumile baye kwezindawo njengoba uhlelo lesithi kanisiyokuqala kusasa. Asilandeleni izindawo lezo kuzake kuvakathela khona abongikazi ngoba besivakathela ezindlini nemaklinika yethu eseduzane. Asisukumenini sikhumbuzane sonke bese kusithi lakathi sikhulumisana khona njengoba kunamacembu athile phakathi komuzi sixoxisana khona izigaba. Asiyiphoseleneninge sonke imilayezo ekhumbuzayo ikhuthaza wonke umuntu ukubana asukume umntwana ayithontiselwa ukuze isizwe sethu sivikeleke.
Ye, ungakhumbuza abalalela ukuthi yiziphi-ke izibhedlela ngamafitshane lapho kuthontiselwa khona?
Amaklinika onke nje asithontisile akobulawayo kuyathontiselwa. Silemakhawa ethu Nkulumane, silabomakhandeni, Oluvezi, Ophumula, zonke nje lapho sikhona izindawo zethu okulitshineka siyake bomganini khonale kuyaphemandaba Intumbane ubulawayo wonke sikelele nje ama-ward ethu angu-29 kuyathontiselwa abantwana.
Yebo-ke siyabonga kakhulu uhlelo lwethu selufike-ke emaphethelweni. Siyabonga kakhulu. We've come to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests, callers and viewers and listeners. Let's meet again tomorrow. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.